Page 66. Cross-curricular focus. Justice in 18th century England. The legal system. England in the 18th century had a unique system of trials. The victim of the crime usually brought the case to court and presented the evidence. The person accused of the crime was also present in court. The accused was expected to prepare a written defence before his or her trial. However, many people couldn't read or write, so this was often impossible. People didn't usually have lawyers to defend them as we do today, so it was very difficult for people to prove their innocence. The judges were usually well-educated men from wealthy families. They didn't always consider the cases fairly and had a tendency to judge and condemn people from lower social classes. But even when the accused was declared not guilty, he or she was expected to pay the jailer's fees for the time they were in prison. Many people couldn't afford this, and they were then sent back to prison because they owed money. In the early years of the 18th century, prisoners were sometimes hanged, even for minor crimes. Children could also be punished by hanging. However, most convicts were not hanged. It was common for a defendant to be convicted and then pardoned, or given clemency. Some pardons resulted in the convict going free. Many convicts were given clemency if they agreed to be transported to another country or enlisted in the army or navy.